This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. And politics don't stop when you leave the Port of Oakland. And in the lead up to elections, political messages come at you from everywhere. They jam up your mailbox, talk at you during your favorite TV show, and spark conflict on your Facebook page. And in Oakland, they appear in a much more unlikely place. KLW's Ryan Miller takes us there.
Just northeast of Lake Merritt, across the 580 freeway, you really can't miss it.
It's very public. I know that I see it every day coming home from work.
There's a variety of messages. This is one of the few places, I guess, in this neighborhood that has such kind of has some social conscience to it.
Yes, I do recall some inflammatory political messages, all very left, throughout the years.
From my apartment window, I can actually see the Grand Lake neon signs.
This is Alan Michon. I've been the operator of the Grand Lake Theater since 1980. And I started posting political messages on the marquee on the day that the so-called Supreme Court stopped the counting of votes in Florida in 2000. The first message was, "This is America. Every vote should be counted."
We're in Michon's office in Alameda.
We're looking at photos of, I don't know if they're all the messages that ever appeared on the marquee, but many hundreds of them anyway. How many do you think there have been?
I have no idea. At least a few hundred.
Okay, so let's go through a few of these. And I know you also sometimes are very local.
Some of the local things we've talked about are the parking issues. As far as nationally, we railed against the war constantly. Here's a good one. "Truth is to the Bush administration as sunlight is to Dracula."
But the majority of the marquee messages have a single focus.
One of the big issues that I have focused on over the years with the marquee is to point out that American elections are absolutely fraudulent. And I am extremely concerned about the fact that the use of electronic voting machines and electronic tabulation of votes has destroyed the freedom of the citizens of this country.
So Michon has a very big, very visible platform to broadcast his political opinions. And what does the city of Oakland think about that?
The city is in no way wanting to curtail the public's right to free speech, and that marquee is one venue for doing so.
Scott Miller works with the city of Oakland's Planning and Building Department, which regulates signage.
What it says is really not within the purview of zoning to dictate. We don't dictate what some business owner should say about their business. We just define parameters for size, and we do not deal with the content.
So what do you need to know before putting up your own political poster or flyer?
Those generally would fall under the special sign category, and there really is no code spelled out.
Miller thumbs through his document of zoning regulations adopted in the early 1990s.
The code provides some discretion. The allowance says special signs shall be limited to the area of display surface, number, location, and height, and kind of mobility, illumination, and material that are customarily and necessary to the purposes they serve. So,
are you following this?
That's a lot of bureaucratic gobbledygook. I don't know if the city has ever been sort of forced to indicate exactly what that means, but it certainly allows some flexibility, and it would probably, if called upon, allow the city to apply some discretion.
In Oakland, for signs relating to elections, regulations require that they not go up more than 90 days before the vote, nor stay up more than 10 days after the vote. And they can't be bigger than 32 square feet. But according to Miller, given limited city resources, compliance is not heavily enforced anyway, unless there are a lot of complaints. That hasn't happened yet to Alan Michon at the Grand Lake.
Another one: in a true democracy, the president is elected by counting votes and winning.
So, Alan, tell us how you really feel.
Well, I think I've said it.
In big, bold block letters, in Oakland, I'm Ryan Miller for Cross Currents.